will be gone. We'll never have a chance to see it. It was a powerful experience. Life and death hung in the balance. A life in which people made do, made their own, lived off the land, lived between the ground and God. It's lost, not only to this world, but also to memory. Garrison Keillor, Hog Slaughter. Why should we study killing? One might just as readily ask, why study sex? The two questions have much in common. Richard Heckler points out that it is in the mythological marriage of Ares and Aphrodite that harmonia is born. Peace will not come until we have mastered both sex and war. And to master war, we must study it with at least the diligence of Kinsey or Masters and Johnson. Every society has a blind spot, an area into which it has great difficulty looking. Today, that blind spot is killing. A century ago, it was sex. For millennia, man sheltered himself and his family in caves or huts or one-room hovels. The whole extended family, grandparents, parents, and children, all huddled together around the warmth of a single fire, within the protection of a single wall. And for thousands of years, sex between a husband and wife could generally only take place at night, in the darkness, in this crowded central room. I once interviewed a woman who grew up in an American gypsy family.